Catching up with John from Bayshore Bait in Kipling. I appreciate your time today, John. Ready to talk some fishing?
Sure am. Nice to talk to you again, Adam.
Glad to have you on the show to give us an update. Lots of folks have been texting and messaging me, asking me about the ice on the lower part of the bay. So let's start there first, and then we'll go to the upper bay. As I saw last week, I mean, I saw one guy off the McDonald's and the Shell there and the lower bay there. But it would just form, so I'm kind of curious, what's going on with the ice on the lower part of the bay below the Narrows?
The lower part, the cold weather we had last week stiffened it good, and because it's just freezing over, it froze solid. And I was out there Sunday off the yacht club with my boys, and we had a good 9.5, 10 inches there.
Wow.
And I'm getting reports, yeah, off the McDonald's, there's a good 10, 11 inches over there. So it's good solid ice.
Now, what about further out in the bay? I mean, is anybody out by the shipping channel or down by the terrace or the mouth of the Escanaba River?
Yes, there are a few guys venturing out off the terrace and the Escanaba River, and that just froze over very recently here, so I'm not sure. You know, you hear from people, oh, we got this much ice, but until I get down there, I don't like giving exact amounts
sure.
of ice.
No, I don't blame you.
I see it for myself.
Well, we'll just say that people are out there. Have you heard anything about the catches?
The catches down there have been hit and miss, you know, off the Escanaba and the Terrace. You know, slow, still waiting for that batch of walleye and that to move through. They are getting a couple from what I've heard, but nothing that just blowing the doors off.
What are they catching up by the Yacht Club and McDonald's?
Catching a lot of nice jumbo perch, and there's been some real nice walleye and some dandy pike being caught out that way.
Any word on the whitefish at all?
The whitefish, when we were out, they were down there, just couldn't get them to bite. And there's been guys saying they've been catching a few here and there, so they're starting to get active again.
All right, well, let's come back later this hour as usual and pick this conversation up, and then I want to get into the fishing in the upper bay. And I also want to talk to you about any upcoming tournaments, because it's about that time where tournaments start to pop up on Little Bay to Knox. So can we get a little more time from you as usual?
You sure can.
John from Bayshore Bait and Kipling, stay tuned. We'll continue this Little Bay to Knox ice fishing report on the Outdoor Show.